5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm John Miglosh for the Wisconsin DMA and the International Society for Strategic Marketing. Okay, let's talk a little bit about community. What is sillier, turtle racing or creating a champagne of beers region? So somebody at Miller decided to create a champagne of beers region in Wisconsin. There's a sign now, I guess, just east of Pig Valley where Miller is located. Yes, that's a real name. And they decided, just like in France, how you can't use the word champagne. In case you wonder why in the U.S. we could use the word champagne, it became the generic word for sparkling wine. It was because the international naming convention was held in the 20s when we were in the midst of Prohibition. So they didn't invite us, so we didn't ratify it. So for like 70 years, you know, we could have New York champagne and California champagne, and only recently have we once again joined in and said, okay, we won't call it champagne, we'll come up with another name for it. Maybe they could spell it sensibly. And we would have a USA version. Spell it in English, for heaven's sakes. You ever try and spell it? I was always the first one down in the spelling bees. Anyway, so Miller Beer. Oh, and I had this all marked up, but now it isn't. Miller Beer. I got the early version of it up. Miller Beer has long used the tagline, High Life has long used the tagline, Champagne of Beer. But these days, it's kind of a downscale brand. I would say that Miller High Life is one of the best deals in America. You can get the beer, and it's not like $12 a case or $24 a case or whatever it is. I don't know what beer costs anymore. I buy Mountain Crest that's like $4 a case, under a buck per beer. And I think it's just ducky, which just shows you what I know about beer. So Miller's going to have a sweepstakes. They're going to have a new ambassador for the region, and they're going to win a trip to the Champagne of Beer region, a year's worth of Miller High Life. You think with life, they could give you a lifetime supply. Maybe it is if you're not going to live very long. Okay, so you know, that's not the only silly in the world, and I wanted to go into some really deep silly. So apparently Woodford's Reserve was the presenting sponsor. I've never heard of Woodford's Reserve, but I have heard of Old Forester. And so Woodford's Reserve probably paid to be the presenting sponsor for the Kentucky Derby, and its signage was everywhere at Churchill Downs. But Old Forester presented its second annual Kentucky Turtle Derby on social media, live on YouTube. So we're going to take you over there in case you missed it. I think it was this past weekend. For the slowest 2 minutes in sports, we're not going to show it to you in its entirety, but we will give you a good feel for it. And here we go. This is Churchill.
The Kentucky Turtle Derby. For eight turtles, it's a chance at glory. A name etched in history. A memory that will last a lifetime. Few understand what it takes to compete on this hallowed ground. The exhaustive training. The strict diet. But it's all worth it. For today, with a little fate, determination, and periodic rest, one of these turtles will go down in history.
This is the actual announcer from the Kentucky
Welcome
Derby.
To the second annual Old Forester Kentucky Turtle Derby. Old Forester bourbon never gets old. You know what else never gets old? Watching eight of the most elite reptiles on the planet race for glory. Just ask the thousands of spectators who have made their way out to this historic Churchill Downsized. Yep, the excitement is palpable. And will you look at that? They just brought in the Kentucky Turtle Derby trophy. Magnificent. Who will win this storied prize? One of eight lucky turtles, and For the first time at the Kentucky Turtle Derby, they're turtle jockeys. Let's meet them, shall we?
Okay, so
by Sergeant Slopez, who passed the favorite Lady Greenery down the stretch.
We're going to go to the end.
Let's go to the winner's circle where our champion awaits. There he is. Winner of the 2021 Old Forester Kentucky Turtle Derby.
38-year-old tortoise.
Lost in the fog. His name forever painted onto the shell of history. Yes, that analogy made sense. He will be going home with the official Kentucky Turtle Derby trophy, along with a beautiful...
Year.
Can here get goes the lawn. Finish. Photo
Let's
finish
go back
is coming
and
up.
Take a look at the photo finish.
There it goes. Okay, so you saw it here first, folks. Now, you might think John has no point in this. I got to see how many views it got. 7,000, 7,500 views, more than my shows get. Let's give it a like. You always want to give likes when you like. Okay, so anyway, let's get back here to the... you think this is just a joke, but the spokeswoman for Forrester said they didn't have this year's data, but the company claimed the first race attracted over 1 billion media impressions, which is the same as 10 Super Bowl spots with zero paid media. So maybe it's not so silly after all. Wait a minute. I got to turn off the YouTuber there. So maybe it's not so silly after all. Something to think about. So being silly might have some benefit somewhere, and this is one of my sillier shows. So let's go on to another more serious article. It says humans are hardwired for connection. So why is building community so difficult? And this is a very thoughtful article. Let's see. Stefan Reed. We'll connect with him later. One of the new marketing buzzwords today, since personalization, omnichannel, and experience, is community. Okay, community, which can mean almost nothing, right? It means standing next to three people waiting for a subway, perhaps. So some brands have managed to create community of loyal brand followers who buy their products and act as ambassadors or evangelists. But how did these brands do it? And they don't really tell you much about brands. I mean, they don't talk about Harley Davidson, for example, or like Ping Golf Clubs, or, you know, recreational brands that are pretty hot. Humans are hardwired for connection. Research suggests that social connection is actually essential to our survival. Okay, and if you don't think so, you know, go do the Naked and Afraid challenge on your own. Let's drop you somewhere and see how you do in a couple of years. So consumers are craving community. Okay, I'm not personally, because I have communities that kept going through COVID, like family and church. But anyway, nearly all online branded communities will fail within their first year. Now, I would like some backup on that. You know, Peloton, they listed as building community. I don't, you know much about Peloton. I thought it was interesting the pushback they got about the attractive couple where the wife is on the Peloton machine and the husband gave it to her for Christmas. And, you know, there was all kinds of pushback on that. But their sales went up. They got a lot of media. And so, you know, that's not one that rings my bell. But they mentioned this. They did a study, Jackman Human Insights Study, okay, which includes quantitative and qualitative research. And so they unpack some of the myths. First of all, exclusive membership drives involvement and engagement. Members-only events, okay? We had a members-only event. No, we didn't. We had a members discount event. It was included in your membership, but if you weren't a member, you could still go and pay us $20, which bought us a beer. So the things that people that we think they want is getting product information. You know, I'm always trying to do that. Now, only 9% said that was interesting to them. And becoming an exclusive insider, only 5%. We're way down at the bottom of the list. You know, and Debbie Roth reminded me that when I resurrected the WDMA, I told her, our main mission is to have some fun, have a beer together, and maybe talk printing, direct mail, direct marketing. I think she thought I wandered a bit from that, but she really likes the meetups. So that brings me to, how do you like this scrolling thing? Just tell me anybody else on LinkedIn has a scroll at the bottom of their video feed. No, this is high tech. This is not old school. This is the old guy getting creative. I watch Twitch and then I see what they come up with. Anyway, and the globe is spinning too. You notice the globe is spinning as you watch? That's not so easy either. That took me like months to get going. Anyway, so we're having some fun. WDMA meetup. The style consultant is working on that one, but she hasn't sent me the logo yet, so I just went with my own version. And it's probably wrong. But I wanted to fit it in with this exclusivity stuff. So we'll just have a meetup. We had a great time last time, and one of the print people, we spent a little more time talking about what kind of printing do you do, what kind of printing do you do, how do you promote, you know, how do you keep clients happy, a little more of the nuts and bolts, and we shared a lot more about what our specific capabilities were, and some actual referrals came out of it. You know, hundreds of thousands of pieces in some specialized areas that, you know, would never probably have happened. You know, somebody gets a call, I need pharmaceutical booklets, little tiny miniature booklets to stick inside of the box. And sure enough, one of the attendees, Corky, was on, and he explained that that's what he did, and then one of the other people got the call and sent them to him. Now, I don't know if anything will come of it, but I got a call from the UK the other day and sent that to one of the participants. So we're actually trying to help each other do more printing. And so I highly recommend that you register for this. We don't tape these either, so you can say anything you want. They're totally open, and we have real Zoom now that the style consultant runs, and it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. So I don't have the event up, so you can't register, but you know I'll mention it again before we get done. I'll put it up probably today yet. Okay, myth number two, if you build it, they will come. Boy, is that not true. Oh, back to here. Okay, learning, not getting product ideas, but learning something new. Expressing oneself freely, see, we got that covered, and sharing one's knowledge or expertise. See, and this is a lot more what the meetups are about, so we're having fun. I think it's the only real meetup in the print industry at the moment. So if you're into print or into direct mail, or you want to know how to elevate it to direct marketing, that's my job, then you'll learn something new for sure. People have limited capacity for communities, just 3 or 4 social groups, and that includes family, friends, work, religion, culture. That's about it, you know. You get one for work, one for fun, one for faith, and then you're stuck with your family. 43% of consumers cited elements of connection as the core benefit. Okay, so I think we're becoming more friends on this monthly meetup. It's a lot of fun. We don't do much unite, teamwork, friendship, but we do get together, and we try to make them early enough that Matthew Parker can attend in the UK. It's like past his bedtime. So this one's at 2 p.m., which is a little early for the beer and stuff, but you can do whatever you want. Just don't get it on camera. Okay, Jeep, in 1967 in Moab, Utah, they ran a Jeep rodeo. I think that's what it's called. And every year it's been going since the 1980s, and Jeep now participates. Number one strategy here was, instead of building it and trying to get them to fit in, figure out where they are and then go there. Have a little fun. Have a little fun with the community that may actually exist. Okay? Peloton, for instance, managed to turn its bike owners into a community that exercises together. So it's like jazzercise, only a lot more expensive, and uplifts one another. Okay, that's kind of cool. Okay, myth number three, one strategy can be applied to different kinds of communities. So, yeah, I've been in a lot of churches. They're all different. I've been in a lot of associations. They're usually different. What they found was that, like, health and wellness communities want ongoing personal support, but food communities want fun and camaraderie. Okay, people are different. You know, ask them. Like, I went back to all the members and I asked them what they thought, and Debbie Roth said, "Hey, let's have fun." She said more than that, but that was what I took away from it. Okay, the reality of community building: engage with your consumers or members where they already are. I thought that was really good. It's easier than trying to attract them to your brand, right? Offer reciprocal benefits and enable knowledge sharing. See, we have webinars, we have interaction, and after our seminars, when we used to go places and do these, we would go out to the bar together, and that was a lot of fun too. Be clear on what is important to the core community and tailor strategies accordingly. And for me, it's doing more mail, getting us working together, and teaching our clients it's not about one mailing. It's about a whole host of benefits that accompany mail coupled with direct marketing. Strive to be authentic and transparent. Well, I think you can tell that's something that I can't help. Okay, so mark down on your calendar. You can do that without me. May 27th, Thursday, 2 p.m., and we'll register when we can. Have a great day. Like and share. Your friends will know you're smart. Bye-bye.